Well, good morning. The title I've chosen for this morning, Lord's Supper Comments, is Christ the Perfect Sacrifice. The proof text verse that I offer you for these comments is from Hebrews 10, verse 14. For by one offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. Now, to understand the profound significance of this verse, let's go back in time, not to the beginning, but before. Scripture reveals that there was a time that existed before God created the world. Scripture reveals there was a time that existed before God created man who dwelt in the world. Scripture reveals it was a time, actually, before eternity began. A time before eternity began. Scripture reveals that it was then, before the foundation of the world, before time began, that God set his desire to bring to himself a holy and pure people for his own possession. A people he would call his children. A people who would become his very sons. It was then, before time began, that God foreknew who his children would be. It was then, before time began, that God loved his children with a great love, a love that surpasses understanding. It was then, before time began, that God destined his beloved sons to bear his image and receive his glory. It was then, before time began, that God appointed his beloved sons to take possession of his kingdom. It was then, before time began, that God appointed his beloved sons to sit on his son's throne, Christ, and to reign over his kingdom as kings. And because of the great love that God had for his sons, it was then that he promised, before time began, to give his children the gift of eternal life. Titus 1:2, the eternal life which God, who cannot lie, promised long ages ago. That term long ages ago in the Greek literally means before the ages, before eternity. 1 John 2:25, this is the promise which he himself made to us, eternal life. And of course, Romans 6:23, the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. But of course, while the gift of eternal life is free to the children, it came at great cost to God. You see, no man can become a child of God unless we become as perfectly holy and as perfectly sinless as God is perfectly holy and as God is perfectly sinless. And of course, Scripture reveals, and our experiences confirm, all men, including the sons of God, enter into sin. All men enter into evil. All men defile themselves. Thus it is sin, the practice of evil, and the defilements of sin that separate man from God. And God defines and reveals that that separation is eternal death, not eternal life, but eternal death. So, before time began, before the foundation of the world, God purposed to save his children in order to give his children eternal life, in order for him to bring to himself children who would be a holy and pure people for his own possession. Therefore, before time began, before the foundation of the world, God appointed Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, to die in the stead of God's beloved children, to shed his innocent blood, to cleanse God's children from all of their sins and all of their guilt. By the Christ's perfect sacrificial death, God purposed to save his children from death to give us eternal life. As is written in 2 Timothy chapter 1, God, who has saved us from death because of our sins, according to his own purpose. What purpose? To make us the children of God, to sanctify us, that we become the children of God, was granted us in Christ Jesus, where? From all eternity, literally before time began, who abolished death and brought life and immortality. So, when God created the physical realm, when God created the world, and when God created mankind, he made everything perfect. There was no sin, there was no death, and there was no sacrifice for sins. But when Adam and Eve sinned, they brought sin and death to all men in this world. And not only death, they brought grief, they brought affliction, they brought sorrow, terrors, tribulations, tears. Man needs a savior. But God did not immediately send Jesus into this world to save us from our sins. Why? Because God did what no man can do. God did what no man who founds a worldly religion can do, and that is God gradually unfurled his revelation of salvation and eternal life over the entire course of human history, over the rise and fall of nations, over the course of millennia upon millennia, until the fullness of time when God would bring the divine Savior who would come into the world and save us of our sins. Therefore, because God did not send Jesus into the world immediately, and because there was sin, God commanded man to offer animal sacrifices for the atonement of their sins. These sacrifices were not the perfect sacrifice that would take away the sins of the world. They were only the prophetic copies and prophetic figures of the future perfect sacrifice that was to come. These sacrifices only provided for the remembrance of sin and the temporary atonement of sins until God would bring the perfect sacrifice of himself, of God himself, into the world. And this man did for thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years. And then something happened. One day, over the course of the millennial years of human history, something profoundly changed. The animal sacrifices offered from the beginning of time ended. And when they ended forever, never to be practiced again. What happened? Well, in the fullness of time, as determined by God approximately 2,000 years ago, God's only begotten Son entered into this world to offer himself as the perfect sacrifice for sins. On this, the scriptures are clear. Jesus Christ offered himself one time and one time only as the perfect sacrifice by which God eternally takes away the sins of his children for all time. As it is written in part, for Christ also died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, so that he might bring us, the children of God, to God. Hebrews 10:10, by this will, what will? The will of God, the desire of God, that all men be saved. For what purpose? To become the sons of God. By this will, we have been sanctified, we have been cleansed of our sins through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ. How often? Once for all. Why one sacrifice? Well, the answer is pretty simple. Jesus Christ offered the perfect sacrifice that cleanses men, cleanses his children of all their sins for all time. As it said in our proof text verse at the beginning of this lesson, for by one offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. Those who are sanctified are the children of God. In short, because God forever and permanently forgives the sins and washes away the sins of his children for all time, past, present, and future, there is no longer a need for a sacrifice of sins because the one sacrifice of Christ accomplishes it all. There is no need for Christ to suffer again, let alone to practice the animal sacrifices that were so ineffective. Thus it is written, now where there is forgiveness, permanent forgiveness, of these things, the prior verses refer to those things as sin and lawless deeds, there is no longer any offering for sin. Which brings us to today. We are assembled here not to offer sacrifices for sin, are we not? We are here to remember. And what is it that we are to remember? I submit to you that we should remember that we are the children of God. We are the children of God whom God knew before time began and knows now. We are the children of God that before time began, God loved, and he loves us now. We are the children of God that God promised eternal life before time began and has given us that life now. We are the children of God that God promised before the beginning of time to save and has saved us now. So what is it that we are doing? This we do now in the same way as all those who came before us have done over the course of 2,000 years of human history. And this we do now in the same way as all of those who will come after us will do until time ends. And Jesus Christ comes and delivers us into God's kingdom, where we as the children of God will dwell with God forever, possess God's kingdom forever, and reign with Christ as kings forever. These things we should think about and remember as we partake of the Lord's Supper. We will now be served.